to Moses and Naphtali that he'd be past Betano, he tivilo leodoso kodem shiovali de chiyuv chatas. So you see from the Gemara that before krim is ponim b'tana, before the bread reaches a crust, if you take it out before, you would not have violated melacha of ofer. It's not just putting the bread into the oven, but the afia, the melachas ofer, includes the chefza gets baked afterwards. And the Rashash on the Sandaf Ayin Gimel learns from here that as well that the same halach would apply to planting to Melech Zora, that if a person planted a seed in the ground and he took it out before Hashrasha, before it was Niklat, he's potter, just like if he had put it, the Gemara says, if he put the bread into the tanner and took it out before it was completely baked, krim es ponim. However, the Eik Leital in the Melech of Zoraya disagrees with this, and he says that one can distinguish between the Melech of Zoraya and the Melech of Ofer. That by Zoraya, even if he planted it right before the end of Shabbos, and there was not enough time for it to be Niklat and to be Nishrash, for the roots to come to sprout on Shabbos, nonetheless, he would be chayiv, as opposed to the melach of Ofer or Mavasho, that the Bishul and the Fia afterwards is an integral part of the melach. And therefore, by Hidbik Bas Batano, if you took it out before, you would not be chayiv. However, Achronim quote, the Chalkas Yoav, he brings a raya from Yushami. The Yushami says in the first parak in Shabbos, if a person cooked on Shabbos, in order for it to be cooked on Shabbos so that it would put, he puts something in on Shabbos so it should become cooked even after Shabbos, that's usur. So it would seem that even by other malachas, even including Bishul, that as long as I did the maisa mavashal, namely putting it into the oven or on the top of the stove, even though the totsor of it became cooked came afterwards, that you would be chayiv, even for Shabbos. The proof to this. The Gemara says, Menachis, Amrab Ami, Hiniach so al gabe Isa, for Holoch for Yoshevlo. If he, this in terms of Menachis, being the East Mimchamis Menachis, if he put Soor on the dough, and therefore Vitnes Chamsimi Aleh, Chayev Aleh, Kemaisa Shabbos. So the Gemara seems to compare the Maisa Shabbos, that this would be equivalent to cooking on Shabbos, would be, and this Issa being Mechames Menachos, even though once you put it on, afterwards it happens by itself, it's Memele, so that's only a grummer. And it seems that the Gemara is comparing it to the loch of putting it on the cooking on the column. So Toysis over there in Menachos Daf Nun Vav says the Gemara's question is specifically, or equation is specifically as it relates to Mechametz, because it says Lo Sase Lo Siase Chametz. That so it's mashma that we need the mice asiya of the entire making of the dough and so on to be chayev for being mechametz. And we would have thought, therefore, that just putting the Sa'or, the sour bread, on the Isa by itself would be, it would not be considered mechametz, because just putting there, subsequently it happens by itself, the chimutz. And that's what the Gemara is bringing a raya from the Gemara, from the Halach of Shabbos, that you're chayv even though you're just putting the pas into the tanur, and happens memela, because the heat of the tanur after it's being cooked, still the entire maisa relates to you because of the maisa fee of putting it initially. And so this is an issue specifically as it relates to the melacha of to the isa of b'mechametz, and to the loch of Ofer and Shabbos. And the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbonos says, this is in Perek Yud Beis, Loch Tesayin, Inich so'o agabi ha'isa v'holoch v'yoshev lo v'nischamtz mi'alea loko shahanocha so'o hu ha'maisa. So when he says hu ha'maisa, it's mashed from the lashon of the Rambam that the issue is not only as it relates to the lav of losase chometz, but is as it relates to the maisa aveir itself. In other words, is by just putting the chometz there, just putting the, as it relates to Shabbos, would be equivalent putting it on the cholim. Did he do the whole maisa, or do you say that the rest doesn't relate to him because the rest is only a grumma? So that's what the Gemara says, that in terms of putting the sa'or, hu ha'maisa, and that's considered the entire act of mechametz. And more than that, you don't need in terms of the maisa b'aveira of the maisa b'yadayim to be over. So, and similarly, therefore, the Rishami holds that if he left the bread or whatever it is that he's cooking on the fire on Shabbos, that he'd be chayiv even if the bishul took place after Shabbos. However, from our Gemara, it's clear, not like the Yishami, because the Gemara holds that if you took it out before the, if you roide passed before krimis panim, that you are potter. So this contradicts the Yishami. However, it seems that the ma'ase melacha is the putting the bread, the hanocha of the pas in the tanur, or the cooking, whatever you're cooking, putting it in the fire. However, the afia, subsequent afia, krimis ponim, or the bishul, k'mach ben esori, that's certainly a tnai in the shem melacha. So it's only this kind of placing of anocha, of the pas in the tanur, through which will come the melacha of, you know, the krimis ponim, the melacha of ofer, only at that would you be chayiv. But if it didn't create a cross, lo kama panah, so there's no ma'asefir at all. And this is the lashon of the Ram Perek Tes Mehilchos Shabbos, Halacha Hey, Hiniach Basal Gabi Cholim Im Nitzlebo Kegrogus Afil B'Shnayim U'Shloshim Mekomus Chayiv. So, in other words, the ultimate cooking is a tenai in terms of the Maisa Melacha and the Chiyuv. And the Ram says by Radia Sapas Mutulo Ledoso Kodim Shati Offer V'Yovel De Melacha. So he says from the Lashon V'Yovel De Melacha, it sounds that before, if there was no Kfir Mispan, that it's not called a Melacha at all. And this is what the Yushami holds, that the Maisa Malacha is not the Krimas Ponim and the entire fear, but just the Hanacha in the Tanu by itself. And but the Krimas Ponim, though it's a Tanai in the Heftz of the Malacha, it's not part of the Maisa Malacha itself. And therefore, the Yerushalmi doesn't care, even if the Bisha would have been done Motzei Shabbos. However, of course, according to the Bavli, that's not the case. And therefore, we can, in terms of the Eglei Tal's Chiddush about Zoreya, that if you would take the seed out before the Hashrosa, before it was Niklat, that's not even a Tanai in the Maisa Malacha, and if you took it out right away, that you would be Chayim. And because the entire the Shem Malacha of Zoreya is only planting the seed or the whatever or the sapling in the ground, as long as it ultimately is Roy Lashrosha. But if I took it out immediately afterwards, it could be that I, as the Eglei Tal says, that you would be Chayiv.